Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 10th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what'd you think?
I didn't know what in the world was going on with it.
Oh,
it took me much longer than it usually takes me to do a Sunday. But it was an interesting challenge, to say the least.
So how challenging? How long did it take you?
1:27:15.
Ah, it took me 1:52:30.
Whoa.
So, yep, I win if longest is the standard by which we judge victory.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I always thought that the longer time you spend on the crossword, the better you are for it. So, where did you have trouble?
Well, it was with the theme clues.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out what the theme was until I was about 3/4 of the way through the puzzle. And then it's like, oh, I see what they're doing here.
But honestly, what they're doing didn't help either, in a way. You talk about the theme, and then we can dive into this.
Well, the theme, the name for this was what? Something second. Ordering seconds.
Yes.
Ordering seconds. And there were a number of clues, the answers of which were two-word answers. And the last word was, the letters were reconfigured into a totally different word that really didn't make any sense with the clue. For example, 24 across was a bit of cinema decor. So I thought right away, movie poster.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What else would it be?
I had no idea what they meant by cinema decor.
So I put in movie poster, and it didn't work. But what did work was movie tropes, which is poster reconfigured, the letters from poster reconfigured into tropes. I didn't figure out what was going on until I got down to 82 across, feature of a healthy dog. And I know, I know this, it's wet nose. And so I put in, of course, wet nose. Well, it didn't work. But wet ones did, O-N-E-S, the same letters used in nose. So they were just taking the second word in each one of those themed clue answers and making it a logical answer, but it wasn't really the answer to the clue. Here's another one, 67 across, spectators taking pot shots collectively. And the answer, I thought, of course, was peanut gallery, but it turned out to be peanut allergy. So the author of this puzzle was very clever that they could, you know, figure out the, you know, these various answers to the clue and then reconfigure the second word into a totally new, different word that made sense in terms of putting it with the first word. They were common phrases like power strip, rock idols, movie tropes, wet ones. You know, they were all very logical. But they didn't answer the clue. But what did answer the clue, the letters were just reconfigured into a different word. So
right.
Very, very complex.
I found it hard because, like, for example, the very last one, 1:17 across, demonology and such. So the answer was supposed to be black arts. What you actually had in the crossword was black star. It doesn't resonate with me.
Black star?
I mean, you know, a gold star, if you did well, I suppose if you do really poorly, you get a black star. Or, I mean, maybe a black mark. But black star didn't resonate. And I looked it up and it was like a hip hop duo. Black star. But it's just like, really? And I don't know. That just, when I saw, like, for instance, 23 across, unwavering rock idols became rock solid, I thought that there was some sort of a pattern to the ordering. And so it's like, I see you got an S, and then you got an O, and then an L. You take the last letter, and the two letters before that you read in a forward direction, and then you do with the two letters before that.
No.
And I no, it isn't. It's just completely random.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was trying to make that work, but
Yeah. And I had trouble in two different parts, and partially it was because of the theme. 115 across, advances in baby's cognitive development.
Yeah.
The answer was mental lapse. And, of course, the lapse, I couldn't figure out what is, I sort of had, you know, an idea that, well, it looks like mental lapse. Mental lapse is a common phrase. But I thought, what lapse? What would be the real word that would answer the clue? Well, it turned out to be leaps.
Right.
But I couldn't even think of that. So,
well, so
I wasn't really quite sure that lapse was right. And so then that whole little area where lapse was, I was having a little trouble with. But mm-hmm. I eventually got it. I'm amazed. I eventually got it. And I had another area, the same thing. I was just missing like two or three squares, but I'm like, you know, the theme clue didn't make sense, and I didn't know if it was right because I didn't know what the right answer would be, so I would have the right letters. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, very, very complex.
Well, getting back to 115 across, so it was mental lapse, and I guess mental leaps is something you think about a baby's development. They have a mental leap.
I guess.
I'm like, that sounds wrong. That sounds worse than Black Star. And the thing about mental lapse is the S ran into 103 down, Norse pantheon, Aesir, A-E-S-I-R.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure if it was that. I was, because I wasn't getting the happy music, I was having me doubts about Aesir and thinking maybe it's A-G-I-R, A-E-G-I-R.
Yeah, uh-huh, I thought that too.
And then I tried a few other letters that looked like they were right. Turns out at the very end, because I might have had some other mistakes, but 115 down, dash fig. I had MP pound sign. I'm not sure how I got a pound sign in for 122 across. So instead of looks long and hard, it was gazes. I had pound signed aces.
Oh, no.
Which it's like, I think, you know, I looked at it and I'm like, I think I see my problem. You know, I was looking all over the crossword for a uh-huh. problem, for or over all over the grid for a problem. And it was like, it wasn't even a letter.
Uh-huh.
So, but, no,
G isn't even close to pound sign, is it?
I don't know how it got there. It's uh-huh. it's hard to tell. But there were, I don't know, I just, this crossword just didn't, after having been sincerely and severely beaten up on Friday and Saturday, I was sort of looking
Oh, that's right, Saturday. You did have trouble with that one.
Right. Yes, that's all right. The really easy Saturday puzzle. listeners, make sure you go back to yesterday's podcast.
I never said it was easy.
Yes, I know you keep saying that, but your time belies that. And but anyway, so I thought, you know, maybe this will be a little bit easier, and I couldn't figure out what the theme was doing, and I don't know. Like 47 across, you might come to one suddenly dead spot. It was supposed to be dead stop.
Uh-huh.
But that just, and right above dead spot, 39 across, bog-like, was miry, M-I-R-Y. It's uh-huh. like, I cannot believe that's a word, but I'm sure it is. It is in the New York Times crossword, so by definition it is. But I was like, the Y of miry ran into 25 down, skater Harding,
Tanya. Mm-hmm.
And I was almost sure it was T-O-N-Y-A, but at some point I was starting to think, maybe it's T-O-N-I-A, Tanya, but it was the Y.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Let's see, where else did I have? 96 across, Instagram hashtag accompanying a nostalgic photo, TBT.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yep.
I'm sure I've seen it somewhere, but
uh-huh. I didn't know it was on Instagram, but I do see people on Facebook. They, you know, they'll put an old photo on Thursday because it's Throwback Thursday.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. 50 across, Winston Churchill gesture.
Visa.
V sign. Mm-hmm. So at first I thought it was peace, because that's sort of the sign for peace.
Oh, no.
Listeners, I'm holding up two fingers, the index and middle finger, in the shape of a V. Isn't that a peace sign?
That is a peace sign, okay. But he used it for victory.
Well, that's true. That is true. Uh-huh. A victory led to peace, if that helps. Mm-hmm. I did not know actor-activist Ossie Davis. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking it was going to be like Betty Davis. Because that was the only Davis I could think of. Uh-huh. And 36 down, stretch, was while.
Yes.
As in, I guess, while away the hours or something.
Well, like, a stretch of time.
Right.
Could be a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woman's name that's part of the body backward was Ray.
Ray, yes.
For ear backwards. That was sort of cute.
Uh-huh, I like that.
And I don't know, I had a lot of trouble with this crossword.
Well, yeah, you know, you talked about Myri, 63 down, like pronounced muscles, bulgy.
Yes.
That was another one I thought was... That's a different kind of word.
Yeah, I think at some point David W. Tufts may be just making it up and conning Will into believing that it's a real word. Uh-huh. I'm sure they've looked that up. But yeah, bulgy too was interesting. 45 down, finished the golf hole, sank a putt. Mm-hmm. There was quite a few times when I had my doubts about that.
I started with sunk a putt. Sunk a putt.
Yes, but, I did too.
But, sank a putt.
You needed that because of 52 cross there. Out on their own were escapees, not escuppies.
I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I guess a fairly decent Sunday. I'd give it a 4.5 squares on the old jam CR scale.
That sounds fair.
Okay, 4.5 it is. Remember, anything above a 2.5 is a victory, for which we would flash a V sign. Uh-huh. And I think that's probably it for today, then.
Okie doke.
So, wasn't that in yesterday's crossword?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Nice.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Nice segue
there. I decided I need to use more crossword words in my regular vocabulary.
TBT. I'm sorry, that really wasn't appropriate, was it?
No. Not at all.
Okay. How about movie tropes? No, never mind. All right. Well, that's it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.